Assalamu alaikum and welcome to ProductiveMuslim.com interview series. In this series, we conduct interviews with productive Muslims around the world who tell us their secrets to productivity and achieving success in their lives. In today's interview, we're looking into the life of Sister Sahra Sawari, a Muslim entrepreneur and a model for success and productivity to all the Muslim sisters out there.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just want to say welcome to all our listeners. Today we're interviewing Sister Zuhra Sawari, and who is a call her Muslim entrepreneur who has 5 websites, mashallah. She's running supermuslimwomen.com, themuslimteens.com, muslimshomeschool.com, ZahraSawari.com, ImamPublishing.com, and she even got a website for her little daughter, AliaNuri.com. So a warm welcome to Sister Sawari. We appreciate you taking the time to be interviewed. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me. Jazakallah
khair. So I think we'll start off by just telling us a bit about yourself and sort of who you are, where you're from, what you do, and just background really.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. I've been in the America since I was 6 years old. So alhamdulillah, I've been raised here in the public schools and all that great stuff. I've gotten married at the age of 19. I've got 3 wonderful kids, mashallah, that I currently homeschool. And through my whole marriage experience and all that I've gone through college, I've gotten a couple of AA degrees, a bachelor's degree, a master. I was working on a PhD, and it was then that I, alhamdulillah, I got enlightened with Islam, and I really got this craving to learn more and understand. And so I kind of dropped my PhD and started working on a bachelor's towards Islam now.
Mashallah. Alhamdulillah. So just tell us a bit about the websites. I mean, when I first heard 5 websites, I was like, okay, mashallah. So how did it all start? What was your first website, and how come you just, you know, developed from then to 5 websites? What happened?
Well, I've been an entrepreneur since I've got my master's in business, and I've always been into learning more about business. And I was running my own company. I was a realtor. I did mortgage brokerage and all that. And this was before I really understood the whole impact of riba. Mm-hmm. And when I actually started understanding Islam better, and I actually read the Quran with meaning, and I got that whole thing, my life kind of changed. From I let that whole lifestyle go, and I said, okay, I'm going to start a whole new type of business where it's going to be all halal, inshallah, and it's going to be a success, and then I can teach others how to have halal business even in a world that is controlled by interest. Mm-hmm. So that was one of my intentions, and so I turned my life around, alhamdulillah, and alhamdulillah that I had an opportunity to do that, because a lot of people never get that chance. So what happened was, with my first website, I actually started teaching Muslim kids how they can be entrepreneurs. I love teaching kids how they can be an entrepreneur and how they can do things. And what happened was, I started as a nonprofit, and I realized really quick that the kids weren't, you know, when you don't have a price on something, there's no value to it.
That's true. Yes,
and I realized that I had spent $100,000 on my education and all this knowledge, and here I was giving it to these kids for free because I was like, oh my God, mashallah, they can do all this. But because they didn't have any price tag on it, they weren't valuing what I was giving them.
Yeah.
And so I started this nonprofit, and for a year I worked hard with these kids. I got them to do all these things, but they just didn't care because they weren't losing anything. And so from there I said, okay, we're going to turn this around. We're going to make this for profit, and I'm going to do my own business stuff on the side, inshallah, and I'm just going to teach people how to be able to do this. But obviously, they have to have some kind of interest in it themselves. So there was that fee became attached to it just so they can respect what they're doing.
Yeah, what was your first website then?
It was called www.ylandfl.com. It was Youth Leadership and Financial Literacy.
Oh, okay. And then how did that... So what about the ones you have today, you have now, the Muslim teens, okay, super Muslim...
What happened from that, it went to ZahraSawari.com. A lot of people got interested in my speakings and what I was doing. And when I wrote my first book called 9 Steps to Achieve Your Destiny, we, you know, went into ZahraSawari.com. I wanted to do what Brian Tracy, Anthony Robbins, everyone did. They used their name. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'm branding myself. I'm going to brand it with my own name.
Yeah.
And so I put my name down, and my website was created that way. And along the way, I had a lot of emails from, because I've been on television, newspapers, magazine articles, and I've had different people respond to my newsletters and stuff. And some of them were teens, and some of them were sisters, and all, you know. And then there was a lot of homeschooling parents that were like, oh my God, I want to homeschool my. And I said, okay, I need to niche a size, because I can't answer all of them at ZoraSawari.com. That's just a professional site for when people are booking me to speak and consulting and coaching. So from there, I opened up themuslimteens.com just for the Muslim teens and what I can do for them, inshallah. And then I opened up Super Muslim Woman, because I think the Muslim woman should be a super Muslim woman. And then I did the Muslim homeschooling. So this kind of started generating. And when I opened up my own publishing company, alhamdulillah, I had a publishing site. And my daughter, she became an entrepreneur. She became an author. She got her own site because now she's starting to speak. So that's how all these things kind of happen.
She's 8 years old, you said.
Yes, she is. But she actually turned 9 today. Today, alhamdulillah, she's 9 years old. And I was like, are you going to be writing some more books? Because you're 9 now. You're no longer 8. You can't claim that.
Probably that's the youngest Muslim website I've come across. How did that start? How did she get into like wanting to open her own business and own like, you know, website?
Alhamdulillah. Well, what happened was when I started homeschooling, I've only been homeschooling about 2 years, mashallah. And when I started homeschooling, and the first year, I was like, okay, I'm writing my own book. And that was one of the things I wanted to leave a legacy of knowledge behind that, inshallah, Allah helps me in the grave, like, you know, as good deeds in the grave. True. And so when I started writing my book, my daughter was 7, and she said, Mama, I want to write too. And I started laughing. I said, okay. Alhamdulillah, right? Yeah. But my daughter by then had already read about 600 books. She's read over 1,200 by now. Mashallah. I mean, and she's read people's biographies. Mashallah. She's read, she knows a lot, mashallah, in history and stuff. And so by then I was like, okay, she's read 600. I mean, you know, let's see what she can do. And so she started with one topic, went to the next topic, finally she said, you know, Mom, what is the problem that most kids face? Because I was always telling her, in order to write a book, you have to solve a problem, inshallah. You got to be able to address something that hopefully we can solve something. Yeah. And she said, well, what do kids face? And I said, well, a lot of teenagers at a young age get into alcohol, smoking, and drugs in America. This is in the West. This is what we, you know, really face. And she said, well, then I want to write about those things. Love and I said, okay, inshallah. So she went and checked out more than 30 books on each topic. Yeah. And she really got these books out, and she started reading them and reading them. And that's how slowly her first set of books came out. Then it got edited, and she had to rewrite and rewrite. She rewrote them about 5 or 6 times, mashallah.
Mashallah. That's amazing.
Until it finally got to, you know, what we got right now, alhamdulillah.
That's amazing. That's like incredible, mashallah. So how do you manage it? You are running 5 websites. You do write books, you edit books. You're also a mother and a wife, and you're a speaker as well at events. So how do you manage? Do you have a staff work with you, or how do you do that?
Absolutely. I definitely have a team, mashallah. I can't say I do anything without my team. I've got a both, you know, an editor that I have, that took me a long time to find a really great Muslim editor, mashallah. Mm. So I've got a great Muslim editor. I have, you know, a couple of scholars that I actually send my books to, and I beg them, please get some time and read my book and just make sure. And my editor is really good, because she also abides by the Quran and the Sunnah. So there's a lot that she knows, mashallah. Yeah. But I want to go through the scholar again, just in case I'm missing something. You know, I'm human. We're full of error.
Yeah.
And so I get it, you know, try to work around their time zone to get it through that one time. And then I've got a full-time web developer. I've got an assistant, and I've got, what should I say? A guy who's jack of all trades, mashallah. He's really good at a lot of...
Yeah.
I need to get done, and who has to get it done, inshallah.
Mashallah. And so in terms of like resources and finances, do you sort that out just that from the revenue from the speaking, or is it just from the books, or how does that work?
It kind of works from a little bit of everything. Alhamdulillah, you know, my husband's an engineer, so he does make some good money, mashallah. And so I try to save some money from what he makes and what he brings in to reinvest in the business. Because it's always funny, I always say, you know, I'm the... he's the paycheck and I'm the retirement. So inshallah, you know, we got to work towards the both. So we got to work on the paycheck, but also what's the retirement? And not the retirement that you want to, you know, no longer work, but the retirement in the sense of what else we can do with our life, inshallah. You know, how else we can be a better servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides just doing the 9 to 5.
Mashallah. I mean, the thing is, sometimes a lot of people have emailed me about this question. They say, you know, they get excited about an idea, they have this idea in their mind, they get excited, they work on it for like, you know, a few months, and then comes a point where they just think, well, maybe it was a bad idea. Did you ever face that situation where you started all this and thinking, oh my God, what am I get myself into? You ever wanted to quit and thinking, maybe not for me, this is not for me?
Absolutely. chapter 4 in my book, 9 Steps to Achieve Your Destiny. I believe it is chapter 4 because I have to make sure. It's called Failing Your Way to Success.
Failing your way to success. Your way to
success. Absolutely. Yeah. You've got to fail to succeed. You have to. There is no such thing as you just jumping and you're going to get it the first time right. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep trying and trying and trying. And I have a lot of great stories of failures that became success stories. Mm. So there's many times, I mean, what I thought was going to be my business 3 years ago and what it has turned out to be is amazingly different, mashallah. A lot of it is similar, but it took a different turn in such a way that I never thought some of these possibilities were even open to me. But mashallah, once you start, you know, it's like a roller coaster ride. Yeah. You know, you sit on the roller coaster and you start going slowly up, right? And it's like you feel like it's forever, it's going up, right? And then once it just goes down, it's got momentum.
Yeah.
And it's like boom, 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 boom. It's the same thing with a business. It's going to take a while to get it going. It's going to take a while to make it happen. But you have to have that passion and inspiration to see beyond all means, seeing the end result. And my end result was very clear. I wanted to be able to do something, like I said, the halal way and teach others to do it. Yeah. And I had to find the ways to do that. But I also wanted to teach the Muslims and the teens and the sisters how they can do it. Mm. So I was always tracking myself of what works, what doesn't work, how does it work, and taking note on that. And that's when my coaching business took an effect. I mean, I wasn't expecting to coach because I just don't have time.
Yeah.
But mashallah, you know, I started having coaching clients, and these sisters are doing amazing things. And it's just amazing what can happen. And they were just like, I didn't know I could do this. And I was like, yeah, me too.
Do you have any success stories?
I'm working on three sisters right now, yeah. And inshallah they're on the way, but they have their websites up. My team, basically as a team, we develop things. Yeah. And so I had my team work on their website, they get their database, all that. And so they're actually doing workshops on different areas, like leadership workshops, stress management, because I can't be everywhere. Yeah. I mean, many people are always like, Zora, when can we book you? I'm like, oh, my price keeps going higher because I can't be it everywhere. So I figured the higher the price, the less they'll book me, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. With that happening, I wanted to start, you know, teaching other sisters. And there's a lot of sisters, like you said, they knew what they wanted, but they had no idea how to connect the dots.
Mm.
And so that's kind of what I do. I help connect the dots. And so it's in the process. Within the next 2-3 months, as soon as, inshallah, the workshops start getting a little bit more, then I will definitely give you more information on that. My success stories are just like, right there, it's happening, alhamdulillah. But I don't want to say they're success yet until I see personally that they've actually got to the level that I want them to get to, inshallah.
What about so situations where people sometimes have a great idea, but to take that first step, how important is that first step, do you think?
Very important. It is so important. It's basically saying that you believe in yourself. And that's where self-esteem, self-confidence. Again, a lot of this would be the first step. I definitely recommend if anyone's interested in being an entrepreneur or interested in achieving their destiny and getting it into a different way, I would say get the book 9 Steps to Achieve Your Destiny. And you can find it at my website. And that's one of the most important things, because that book has inspired 14-year-olds to start their own business. Mm-hmm. It has inspired, I mean, an eBay business. It's amazing how these kids, and through that book, I actually take you through a story of a sister and a brother they're a Muslim family, they're teenagers, and how they went from nothing to very successful at the end. And what's amazing is I'm actually doing, I don't want to give it away, but anyways, I'm actually doing the way that they made their money.
Yeah.
A lot of people like, oh, they can't make their money that way, that's just impossible. Well, just recently, I met a woman who did the same exact thing what I said my teens did. And I'm going to interview her and have that extra CD as a bonus for that book, inshallah, because it just shows you that you could do it that way. What seems impossible is really possible, alhamdulillah.
I mean, also, how do you keep focus and determine, like what sort of tools helps you keep focus all the time? And because sometimes, you know, there's situations where a lot of times people work hard, but then comes a point where they just either lose focus or lose determination. So how do you keep focused?
You have to have the end in mind. That always, the end in mind is the most important thing. When I wrote my first book, I can't tell you in the beginning how difficult I thought it was going to be easy to write a book because I had all this knowledge, mashallah.
Yeah.
And I started writing and I almost killed my characters.
I'm afraid there's a slight interruption. We'll be back in part 2, inshallah. Stay tuned.